want to live a life on fire and on mission. You want to be filled with such conviction and drive that you stop caring about what anyone thinks. You want to face each day alive, authentic, and fully present in every moment. With your wife, with your kids, on the street, at work. You want to bring yourself to the table and to stop bringing the watered-down, nice, what-everyone-wants version of you. You want that self to be a man who is burning in passion for Jesus, unafraid to bring his kingdom to anyone in your path, no matter what it costs you. You want to love the one in front of you without fear, without needing love back, and without reserve. You want to husband well. You want to father well. You want to shepherd your life well. You want to be a safe pillar for anybody around you. You want to experience God for real, to not just believe, but to know that he's got you and that he'll show up on your behalf, that he'll show up through you. You want to get to the end of your race and say, yep, I gave it everything. Jesus, you know I'm all in. And you want to know just how to get there. Welcome to Man Warrior King. I'm your host, Matt Halleck. Congratulations. You're among the violent taking the kingdom by force. You're among the chosen answering the call to rise above yourself. You're in the forge being stripped down and strengthened, and you will rise stronger, solid, unshakable. You are a man. You're a warrior. You are a king.
Welcome, and thank you for joining me for the Man Warrior King podcast. I'm Matt Halleck, your host, and this is episode one. I wanted to talk for a bit today about a man's perceived need for his wife to be strong for him. I think we men, many of us, unfortunately, have entered into our marriages with a very damaging, life-draining view of our role, of our wife's role, of what marriage is supposed to look like. And I think the problem stems from who knows how long ago, but it stems from us, we men, not knowing who we are, not knowing what our mission on this earth is, and not knowing what it means to be a good man, to be a spirit-filled man, to be a man who is running in service of the King. We don't know. And the reasons are many, and that's not the point of this podcast. But the truth is, many of us get married before we realize who we are and what it means to be a man. We get married in the bodies of men, but often with the mind or the heart of a boy. And at the beginning, it's not such a big deal because we're all so starry-eyed with each other, husbands and wives, that kind of covers up this underlying unhealth, this underlying recipe for codependence. But what happens is we are out in the world trying to figure out who we are, and when that amazingly wonderful, gorgeous, hot woman comes along that we fall in love with and we want to marry, we put our value and our affirmation, our self-love, we anchor all of that into this one woman. And we actually start to derive our meaning from her. And so what happens then is that when she goes through the femininity of her being, which often involves mood swings, and forgive me, that sounds derogatory. It does, though, involve emotions that fluctuate. And that's okay. But when we start to put our identity in this woman, when she fluctuates in her emotions, then it's not okay in our book anymore, because her emotions going up and down mean that now we go up and down. How happy she is starts to determine how happy we are. How happy and fulfilled she is starts to tell us how worth it we are and how what kind of a man we are. When in reality, how she's feeling and her happiness, her emotions, that is on her, and it doesn't necessarily reflect whether or not I am a good man doing good things in this world. So I want to caution you gentlemen, us gentlemen, this morning. Because there's a thing that I've seen, which is that husbands have almost, husbands have blamed their wives for not being strong enough for them. And I want to ask you, does that sound like something a man would say or think? If this is you, okay? If you have ever harbored this in your heart, if you've ever spoken this to your wife, I need you to be stronger for me. I need you to be happier, because when you are sad, I'm not able to be sad. Or when you are sad, it makes me sad. Or your emotions don't leave room for me to have my own emotions. And I'm telling you, do not subject yourself to your woman that way. Do not make the way that you do life dependent on her. I'm going to ask you again, does that sound like a man? I need you to be stronger for me. Would any of the men that you wish you were born as have said that? James Bond? Indiana Jones, you know, any of the ancient Brad Pitt characters, or Hugh Jackman's Wolverine, would anybody say to their wife, I wish you were stronger for me? No, you wouldn't catch them saying that at all, because you know what? That is not what we men do. As a husband, it is your role to be solid. And that doesn't mean that you can't feel, but it means that in the middle of feeling up, down, depressed, discouraged, angry, whatever, you master your emotions and you do not let them rule you. And you do not let them pull you on a roller coaster that matches the emotions of your wife. And I'm going to tell you this. Her having her own emotions and letting them out and wearing them on her sleeve and being what we might think of as irrational, that's actually okay for her to do, but it is not okay for you. You do not get the privilege or the benefit or the right to carry yourself exactly the same way that your wife does. It is your role to be strong and anchored, because she needs an anchor in all of your masculinity. She needs that anchor, because her femininity needs to be able to breathe and to be free and to go up and down and in and out and upside down and all of that. And it will not do good things for your marriage if, A, you try to anchor her down and tell her, no, you have to be strong and solid like me. And it will not do good things for your marriage if you match her and you start flip-flopping around all over the place. Don't blame her for how crappy you're feeling. Own it. And you take charge of your own feelings. You take charge of your own thought processes. That's not her fault. And the more you go to her and beg her to please be happy so that you can be happy, the less connected, the less attracted, the less respect she's gonna feel towards you. A feminine woman is not attracted to a man who needs her in order to be happy. A feminine woman is attracted to a man who's going to be the way that he is going to be no matter what. Who's going to be the way that he has chosen to be no matter what. Who, in spite of all of her ups and downs and, dare I say, irrational things that she wants to say from time to time, she's attracted to a man who is not swayed from his course. You don't need her, gentlemen. You do not need her. You need Jesus. And that's it. Do not approach your wife from a place of need. That's what you did to your mother. And it sounds awful. It sounds disgusting. It sounds shameful to say it this way. But don't treat your wife like your mom. It's time to be done. It's time to grow up. And I'm sorry that all of those things happened to you. I'm sorry your dad wasn't there for you. And I'm sorry that you were raised in a feminized culture or whatever. I'm sorry, but take freaking responsibility for it and change it. Because your life does depend on it. Your function in this world as a man of God depends on it. And yeah, your happiness and your joy depend on it. So don't treat your wife like your mom. Do not need her. Support her. Cover her. Protect her. Be the one that she leans on. Do not be the one that she has to be strong for because you need her to lick your wounds. That is not going to lead to anything good, and it sure isn't going to lead to any kind of powerful, passionate sex life that I know you all want. But the question is, like, how? How do we actually change this pattern? And that is, my friends, a very good question. And it's not an easy answer, but I'm going to tell you something from my own story here. And I didn't really start to change it until, well, A, I learned about it, so you're welcome. Because it wasn't until I was in my late 20s when I learned that I was actually approaching marriage all wrong. I was doing this thing completely wrong. And no matter how hard I was trying to make my wife happy and to build intimacy and connection, it wasn't working because I was going at it from the wrong starting place. I was on the completely wrong operating system, so none of the software I was installing was functioning properly. So step one is to just know. So now you know, okay? Now you know. Step two is to decide to do something different. For me, it took hitting a place of desperation where I was like, you know what? I am so done with the pain. I have to do something different. And yeah, I wanted my wife to change too. I'm not saying that there's not two people involved in any kind of pain that you have in your marriage. I'm not saying that. But I got to a place where I said, you know what? It doesn't matter what she does or not. I have to change because I am not happy. I am living in a lot of pain. And I am not proud of who I'm who I am right now. I know it doesn't match who I'm supposed to be. So I am done. I got to that place. I made a powerful decision to be done with the old pattern. Done with the way I had done things. Done with being a boy in a man's skin. And I got help. I saw a counselor. I said, I don't know what to do here. I need help being a man. So, step one, know. Step two, decide. Step three, take action. At all costs, take action. Find somebody to help you. A counselor, friends, a dad, it doesn't matter. Find a man that you respect, who knows what it means to be a man loving a woman well, who knows what it means to have his wife treat him like a king because he treats her like a queen and he himself acts like a king in a manner worthy of a king and a son of God. But whatever you do, take action. For me, my action actually looked like loving myself. And I still feel like that sounds like the most unchristian thing to say. Loving myself. I thought I was supposed to die to myself. I thought myself was a sinner saved by grace. I thought myself was the thing that was supposed to get less and less so Jesus could be more, because myself is this gross, dirty, worthless thing. That's what I thought. And so it was very difficult for me to change that. But living in that place meant that I had no value for my own thoughts. I had no value for who I was as a man. So I had to get that value from my wife, which is not gonna be okay. If I don't like who I am and I don't have a high view of myself, then I need somebody else to give that to me so I can function properly. And then my wife actually doesn't have that high view of me because I'm approaching her from the complete wrong standpoint. And so I learned that I had to get my thoughts to match God's, because God actually says that I'm amazing. God actually says that I rule and I reign with Him. He actually says that I have a place of honor and I am worthy of respect, and that my thoughts are His. I have the mind of Christ, so my thoughts and opinions are good. And so I don't have to walk around afraid of myself and apologizing all the freaking time. I can own who I am, own what I say, own what I think, and take whatever fallout comes from it. And take whatever conflict comes from it. But at the end of the day, I can walk around with my head held high because I know who I am. And knowing who I am means that I can love more strongly, that I can love more passionately, that I can love with less fear of threat to myself, because I am secure regardless of what my wife thinks on any given day. And I would challenge you, gentlemen, to make this the starting place of your new way of thinking, the starting place of your action, to begin to love yourself. Not in pride, but in confidence. Actually, in humility, because now you're finally getting in line with what God has been saying all along. If you love yourself, and you value yourself and you take care of yourself, now you don't need a mommy anymore to lick your wounds, because you know how to take care of your own wounds. You know how to heal. You know how to be joyful. So you show up 110 freaking percent every day. And you be a man for your woman. And she's gonna like it. She might resist you. She might not know what the heck you're doing, and she might get pissed at you sometimes. But you keep on going. You be strong. You be solid. You do not change the course. Because I'm telling you, she is hardwired by Jesus to fall for and continue falling for a true, real man. And if you don't see the results that you want right away, you keep going, because this is not some try it out for 30 days, get your money back guarantee crap. You signed up for a lifetime of this, and you better do it right. Because otherwise you're not gonna be very happy. I want good things for you, man.
This is Matt Halleck signing off and thanking you again for being a part of the Man Warrior King community. If you want more, head over to manwarriorking.com. And please remember to take just a couple seconds to subscribe on iTunes and to leave a 5-star rating and a review so that more and more men can join us as we become awesome. You are a kingdom man. Go out, take more ground, push back darkness. Remember, you bring value into your home, your work, and your circle. You are not a taker, you are a giver. Abundance is your atmosphere.